Talking Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talking Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. You don't talk about it, be a pop.
I don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
It's obvious, if y'all don't listen, we never write this out.
Hey, what's up, It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Man, we got a good one for you guys this week. We get in here, we get a nice phone call from my man 30 Luciano, talking about his latest venture, his latest project called Damaged Goods. We get a chance to chop it up with him. We listen to some tracks from Damaged Goods. We go all in on Oscars, all in on the NBA, and you know, a couple sit your ass downs, a couple of news stories that we gotta do that. But before we get into all of that, this banger of a podcast, before we get into all of that, I want to say thank you guys for going to the epicenter of the Just Talk With Sam podcast, and that is samshownation.com. Right there on the homepage and current promotions page of the Just Talk With Sam podcast, there is a donate button. By hitting that donate button, you guys can give to the Just Talk With Sam podcast. It's always been a crowdsourced podcast. You guys can give whatever makes you feel like a good person. As always, if you want a little bang for your buck, you want a little receipt for your gift as you go through your daily life, you can always go to samshownation.com. You can hit that store link. That by hitting that store link at samshownation.com, you can get everything that we have here, all the swag that we have available. You know, t-shirts, hats, stickers. You guys love those stickers. It's right there at samshownation.com, right there at the Just Talk With Sam store, and you guys can show your love for the podcast as you go through your daily life. Speaking of the podcast, you can always go to samshownation.com. You hit that podcast link, you can catch up on all your favorite podcasts that you may have missed, that you may want to catch up on, maybe you want to re-listen to again. We drop a couple Easter eggs in this podcast that makes you want to go back and listen to the Back of the Movies podcast. Personally, I'm just saying, we do. It is what it is. I was there. But maybe you don't listen to your podcast that way. Maybe you listen to your podcast differently. You can always go to samshownation.com and listen to the Just Talk With Sam podcast. Whether you are on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, Google Play, good old RSS, and lastly, and certainly not leastly, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. iTunes/Apple Podcasts. You can always go to samshownation.com and click the link, or you can type us in at iTunes/Apple Podcast. You can listen, rate, and review the podcast right there. Hey, maybe you have some suggestions, or maybe you want to leave some feedback. We are always open to feedback. Leave a feedback and give us 5 stars. You can tell us how much you love the podcast. Give us 5 stars. You can tell us how much you hate the podcast, and you hate the sound of my voice. Give us 5 stars. You can do that right there at iTunes/Apple Podcast. You can do it right there and give us a little feedback. We enjoy it, and we thank you guys for listening. Quite honestly, tell a friend. It is the best way to help out the podcast itself. Speaking of the podcast, we gotta keep this thing rolling. We got a few sponsors. The first sponsor come from the good folks at NBAStoreShop.com. Go to samshownation.com and you click that NBA store link. And by hitting that store link, you can jump right into their March clearance event. Yes, they are clearancing things in March right before the playoffs. You can root for your favorite teams. They have things up to 60% off. Thousands of new styles added. Prices are marked. Some exclusions may apply. And then on top of that, I was preaching this last week. You can jump on that 60% clearance and you can get free shipping on all U.S. orders over $30 by going to SamShowNation.com. You click that NBA store link, and when you're done shopping, put in the promo code NBA30. And all orders over 30%, including clearance stuff, will be free shipping. You can catch it. You can root for your team. Maybe you like me, you like a Detroit Pistons fan. Maybe you like Golden State. Maybe you like Cleveland Cavaliers. Maybe you like the Lakers. Four of you gotta be still digging on the Knicks. Orlando, you know, OKC. My man in Houston, James Harden, embarrassing that boy. You can root for your favorite teams with the 60% off clearance. And you can be ready just in case for your time for playoff time. Maybe you want to get some stuff ready for their St. Patrick's Day gear for whatever team you represent. I'm looking at you, Celtics. You can do all of that. 60% off. You can do all of that. And remember, go through SamShowNation.com. Hit the NBA store link and put in the promo code NBA30 for all orders over $30. It's free shipping, but you may want to hurry up because that's a limited time off and some exclusions may apply. So go ahead and do that at NBAStore.com via SamShowNation.com. The next sponsor is the good folks at Walmart. Look, who are we kidding? It's tax time. A couple of people are out there getting their refunds. You know who you are. And I will tell you, Walmart has the big brands for big savings every day. Walmart wants you to stretch your money, stretch your tax refund by going to SamShowNation.com. You hit that current promotions link, you click that Walmart link, and yes, you can stretch that tax refund. You can get some big savings on whether it be rollbacks, clearance, more. Maybe you want more. Don't we all want more? I want more. And when I want more, I go to SamShowNation.com and I click that Walmart link. And by doing that, you can get big savings on rollbacks, clearances, more. You can get a new phone. Maybe you want that new phone. Maybe you need a new TV. You've been working hard. You deserve it. Hey, maybe you had a couple of kids and you can write them off. You need that car seat. Walmart got you covered. But the only thing we ask you, you can go to SamShowNation.com and you stretch your funds. When you hit that current promotions link, you click that Walmart link. Whatever you need, they got free two-day shipping. No membership fees, free two-day shipping right out the gate. Or maybe, just maybe, you need it today. You can go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Walmart link and you stretching your funds. You stretching that tax refund. And when you stretch that tax refund, you can get it from your friendly neighborhood Walmart as soon as same day. The only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Walmart link and you pick your friendly neighborhood Walmart. You can pick it up that day. Trust me, I had to buy Pepsi and Coke today from Walmart. And I put in my friendly neighborhood Walmart. Now I looked at my man DeMarco square in his face, square in his eyes. And I picked up my Coke and Pepsi from Walmart. If I can do it, I know you can do it. The only thing we ask you to do is go to SamShowNation.com. I did it something as simple as Coke. I'm pretty sure you can do it with a TV. You can do it with jewelry. You can do it with furniture, electronics, toys, whatever you need. Go to SamShowNation.com. You click that Walmart link. You order it. You can pick it up same day delivery, same day. Your friendly neighborhood Walmart, or free two-day shipping right to the house. You don't even have to leave. So go ahead, go to samshownation.com, click the Walmart link in the current promotions page. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Yes, Amazon has everything from A to Z. They got everything that you could possibly need. Their deals of the day. Maybe you're a Prime member. Maybe you're getting down on some Prime membership. Maybe you, it's March, you want to do something for yourself. You want to, I don't know, read a book. You want to jump in, having a night in. You want to watch a cool movie, get a book, listen to Alexa. They got the song list. Speaking of the song list, you want to jump in on what's hot in them streets right now. You want to know what's going on. Alexa has a playlist for you. Maybe you all day slay. Maybe you love a pop list. Maybe you really love Meghan Trainor. I don't know. I don't know your musical taste. I know one thing. I like 30 Luciano. I can talk to Alexa about that. And I can do that right during Amazon. And the best way to go to Amazon is to go through SamShowNation.com. You click that Amazon link on the current page and on the homepage and current promotions page, and go ahead and shop as you naturally would. As you do that, I mean, it gives right back to this podcast. I happen to like 30 Luciano. He's not on Amazon yet, but one thing you can do, you can get similar artists towards him. Alexa's on it! And you can do that right there via SamShowNation.com. Click the Amazon banner on the homepage, current promotions page. Speaking of 30 Luciano, one thing I want to do before we jump into this podcast, I'm going to play the song I've been digging on for a while. It's called For Real. And then after that, we're going to jump into this podcast. And I'll talk to my man about the new project. It's called Damaged Goods. Please Google it. He's on SoundCloud. It's called Damaged Goods. This is one of the tracks off it. It's called For Real. And after that, we're going to jump into this podcast. See you in a few.
Can't put your heart behind no bitch, don't fall in love, that shit ain't real. I'm just trying to touch a mill, ain't got no squad, ain't got no deal. If you call the ones I love, get off that boot, I ain't a kill. Where your profit, you don't scare nobody, we purging for real. Can't put your heart behind no bitch, don't fall in love, that shit ain't real. I'm just trying to touch a mill, ain't got no squad, ain't got no deal. If you call the ones I love, get off that boot, I ain't a kill. Where your profit, you don't scare nobody, we purging for real. Life problems, bad decision, got my mind bothered. Ain't nobody ever give it to me, so I buckled down, I had to grind harder. Bad depression, got my mind bothered. Heartbroken, so I ain't calling. I was staying with my grandfather. Chick, I'm loving, try to set me up, but I ain't need that. A brother hate me, he don't know I'm crazy. See me out in public, what's the feedback? Team, we don't really need that. We rolling lonely on the road. Never claim to be the biggest gangster. If you cry me, I'ma hug the pole. Never claim to be the biggest trapper, but one calling, it's gone. I don't do no talking on the phone. I made the plug on my own. Ex-friend, man, I ain't introducing. Now you sneak when I'm gone. 5'7", heart 6'6", but I'm in your chest when you wrong. Double up after double up, pop off plays on my phone. Can't put your heart behind no bitch, don't fall in love, that shit ain't real. I'm just trying to touch a mill, ain't got no squad, ain't got no deal. If you call the ones I love, get off that boot, I ain't a kill. Where your profit, you don't scare nobody, we purging for real. Can't put your heart behind no bitch, don't fall in love, that shit ain't real. I'm just trying to touch a mill, ain't got no squad, ain't got no deal. If you call the ones I love, get off that boot, I ain't a kill. Where your profit, you don't scare nobody, we purging for real.
Lean them on, go. Popping hydros, man, I'm high, bro. you don't scare nobody. We purging for real. Can't put your heart behind no bitch. Don't fall in love, that shit ain't real. I'm just trying to touch a mill. Ain't got no squad, ain't got no deal. If you cross the ones I love, get off that boot, I ain't a kill. Way your profit, you don't scare nobody. We purging for real.
And we're back. That was For Real by 30 Luciano.
Hey, nephew.
He will be calling in to this podcast very shortly to talk about the, well, I don't want to say upcoming no more. It's released.
It's
you can
out.
Get it. Damaged Goods. You can catch it on SoundCloud. Actually, you catch it more than just that. Just go to Google and put in 30 Luciano Damaged Goods.
I'm doing that right now.
Include a link in the description of this podcast. But before you call in, we're going to jump into the news, because we got a little bit of news before we jump into the main topic.
And before you do
my
that,
my man calling in,
I do want to tell Sean, before he does that, because he's going to be listening to this podcast as well, I'm very proud of you.
I'm pretty sure he's not.
Well,
I'm almost certain he's not.
Auntie is proud of you. You know, Auntie like a little turn-up music. Yeah, you gave me some turn-up music, so it works for me. All right. Continue.
No, what I mean, like, I'm sure he's not, because he's, like, so big. Like, all right. He's in this deep creative space right now,
mm-hmm.
in which information is just, like, I guess on, like, a on the queue level. Whereas it's sort of like, yes, I understand the information is happening, but it got nothing to do with these rhymes, so.
I mean.
Yeah.
You still, you know what I'm saying? Like, even whenever you, you know what I'm saying? Even though you're calling into the show, however. Still brought up.
How about we get to the news so we can have this conversation when he actually falls in?
When he gets here. How about when it gets here? Go ahead.
What is the it you're talking about?
The call. When the call gets here. When the could he call in. When it gets here, the call. When he calls in. Look here, just do what you do, Sam. I don't have time to be going through this.
All right, for the record, you've been drinking. And I don't want you.
I have not.
I got to be honest. I don't want you on this call now. I think about
you know what I had to drink? Coke and water. That's all I've had to drink.
And yes, rum.
Sam, I have not been drinking rum. I have not been drinking rum. I would probably enjoy drinking some rum right now, but I have not been drinking rum. So, shush your mouth.
You just want to just get to the news, because yep, you're just painting yourself in a corner at this point. All right, but anyway, let's get to the news. Now, I want to get into the Oscars.
Okay.
Because I did last.
I'm ready for you.
What I'm going to do. Because I'm going to address that in a whole nother part.
Oh.
Because last week, they were talking about my picks, and I gave the guide. And here's what we'll do. We'll work our way back to the Oscars. Let's talk about everything else. Because since last week, I have been a bubble of just straight up NBA and movies. That's all I've been. So, and speaking of movies, more TV. This is not news, but it really should be news. Ever since he's been released, I personally have been on an O.J. Simpson watch.
I'm sure you have. Because
I said it on this podcast. What is the over-under? My man is going to do some other shit again.
Well, I personally enjoy Juice's antics.
It's just.
I enjoy them. This makes me happy on the inside.
But this is not him in the news.
I put it like this.
This is not him.
I understand. I put it like this. If you know, if Tasha was a single lady, I'd be on the prowl for Juice. I sure would.
Well, you may want to watch this first, because you may want. I said this earlier. You may want to watch out. He was just at Costco. You just still may want to watch out.
I mean,
this is not news.
Is the Costco by us?
They didn't say.
Okay.
But like I said, this is not news, but somehow you're still interested in this.
Okay. I am. I all right. will be, you know.
This is back from, remember the book, If I Did It?
I do.
The book that was under scrutiny, not released.
I absolutely do.
But a lot of people don't know, 12 years ago, there was actually a TV interview talking about the book, If I Did It.
Okay.
The interview.
All right. What's the problem?
Fox will be airing this Sunday, March 11th at 8 p.m.
Okay. Trying to find a problem.
Here's the quote. Like, and I said this before. This is not news. However, OJ said this 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I quote, "I know the facts better than anyone. If anyone was going to kill Nicole, this is how I think they would have done it." End quote.
I mean,
now that's not news. I mean, because it happened 12 years ago.
Yeah.
However,
I mean, I'm trying to see the problem.
I can't stress how this is not news.
You know.
But yeah. Look, my antennas went up a little bit.
I mean, my antennas stay up when it comes to OJ. Like I say, I enjoy his antics.
Like I said, the over under.
Like a lot of people that you would think, oh, you should be against. He killed a woman. No. It was wrong. He did not kill that woman.
Did he?
Nope.
Let's watch this special.
He telling y'all, look, if I did it, I know her whereabouts. Okay, if this was in 2018, I know she go to Whole Foods at 9 a.m. every morning to get her a juice from the juice bar. I know her movements. I know at 10 a.m. is yoga.
Okay.
Then at 12, when she got a yoga, she go home, take a shower, right?
Okay, bad.
Then she go get the kids.
Juice.
At 3.
Juice.
She watch General Hospital,
juice.
Too.
Need to chill.
You see what I'm saying? So if he know, if it's 2018 and he know her moves, I mean, come on now. He just tell y'all, I know she be at the Whole Foods tonight. And if I want to shank her in the parking lot at the Whole Foods, I could do it.
All right. I just said okay, man. I'm just keeping it okay. I'm just gonna segue out of this.
I'm just gonna segue right out of this.
This is all the journalism I have.
I enjoy Deuce's antics. That's
and just jump on NBA. I mean, hey, speaking of one black man that we miss, that we need to see more of, my man Barack Obama. Now
we miss you.
This is one of these things where I said this is almost news.
I should remix the song for
this. Is almost news, but right. It's not really. Barack Obama, this because you know NBA is cooking up, and they had the MIT Sports Analytics Conference in Boston. Mm-hmm. This is pretty much saying, like, you make your predictions based if everything stays blah blah blah. If everything stays the same, this person will be MVP. This team will win the league. It's a conference that happened every year, right? Okay. Just based on straight up analytics.
Alright.
And this time, Barack Obama, you know, and I say this affectionately, but the recently unemployed Barack Obama,
he really missed you
mainly because he's just chilling now. I want to say unemployed. He's just chilling because he gets a job,
baby. Like, you know.
Yeah, but
he's forever employed because he's gonna always get paid from the United States government because he's the president.
But the whole point of it is he's there. He's right. There because let's just say he has a lot of free time lately, and he's able to finally go to this thing, right?
Him and Michelle making love notes on Instagram.
Yeah, and quite honestly, Barack Obama, he get down with the game of basketball. So they asked him about his picks and what they think about the analytics. And they asked him straight up, if you was in your prime, what team would you play for?
Cavaliers.
Really?
That's what I'm saying.
No, he said no.
He said Golden State.
He said the Spurs.
No, a lot of old people like
he rocked with He rocked with Pop.
I'm not surprised.
The people of Chicago was pissed.
You might want to play for the Bulls.
But he from Chicago. It's just sort of like. Like,
I understand why. I mean, as a person that's not a Bulls fan or a Jordan fan, like,
Door is over there. Is over there.
I'm just not a Jordan fan. I'm sorry if you're offended by that. I mean, you like who you like. You like your team. I mean, I always root for the home team. But if I was an NBA player, what team would I honestly want to play for? That's a good question.
Well, he said Spurs. Now,
I wish the Seattle Supersonics was still a team, but you know.
OKC, that's all that is. OKC, yeah. But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
All right, this is a quick one. We all saw this coming. Pizza Hut is now the official pizza of the NFL after Papa John's was shown the door. I wonder what happened a few weeks ago that may have.
Papa John's run off at the yip, yeah.
Yep.
That's the problem. Papa John's, if anybody does not know, they are based in Michigan.
doesn't matter anymore.
I'm making a point. They're based in Michigan. However, if you act like I always, this is my beef with Papa John's. Before you get into that,
well, they're
based here.
Them, Hungry Howie's, and
like all the pizza places are based here. Just about
Hungry Howie's, them, Domino's, and Little Caesars are based here.
Yep. So just about all the I think pizza is Pizza Hut based here too. I think it is.
It doesn't matter.
Anywho,
they can now build stores here because they got the NFL check.
Yeah, they got the NFL stimulus package. But no, like, my beef with Papa John's pizza is it's only one day pizza, and I think I've said that before on the podcast.
Yeah, we said that on it's Sit Your Ass Down.
But Papa John's issue is he talks too much. He could have just shut up.
How about he just said nothing?
Like, he acted like he was going through a recession or something on pizza. Like, people don't like your pizza because I can't take your pizza to work the next day because it don't taste the same. It's good the first day.
Look, it is what it is. They not messing with him no more.
He was going through a recession.
So, big ups to Pizza Hut because their whole thing for the last couple years has been like, hey, we fucked up. We are trying to reestablish our image. Mm-hmm. Them and Domino's are like, yeah, we've been bowling on you guys. You know?
Yeah.
So, big ups for them. Alright, this is, we talked about home team basketball. Something that we all saw. I call it a blessing. I saw it coming. Blake Griffin and Kendall Jenner. Jenner.
Who?
Kendall Jenner. Mm. One of the Kardashians. Mm. One of them. She said, we're going to cool off after he got traded to the Pistons. And quite honestly, I jumped for joy.
Press pause. I stand corrected. Papa John's is in Kentucky. I had to check that. Oh, okay. I thought they were here, but I thought the headquarters in Kentucky.
Doesn't matter. I mean, like,
doesn't matter.
I mean, it's like,
you're fired from the NFL marketing. But go ahead.
Yeah. They cooled off. So, as I said, when Blake Griffin got here, I thought that was going to be one of the teams in the Kardashian-Jenner wake of them destroying franchises. And my team is safe. It is safe. I feel good. This is great. I may buy tickets to go celebrate. I may holler. I'm going to be loud as hell in the nosebleed section.
And nigga, you can't get no nosebleeds tickets now. I've been spoiled.
Look, I made the call to Stan one time. And that call allowed me to go in the back room and ask questions at the press conference. It's no.
You did do that. Oh yeah.
It's no coincidence. He did not ask me back. I mean, the first retort from me when he said, "Well, we gotta get on our defense." You hear me in the back, dude? What the fuck was that? And I was no longer asked back.
Yeah, they haven't invited you back to.
No, they have not. After the Avery Brown trade,
the first email I got concerning it. I haven't
got the fact that you got an email concerning it.
No. To tell you to come. I haven't got anything else. Did you piss them off that bad?
Look, man, the Avery Bradley situation.
What's Majig still on the team?
Ish.
Me.
I said promote Ish. I'm tired of Reggie Jackson and his. Sorry, we talk about Blake.
Yes.
Way to go, Blake.
Redheaded.
We are safe now.
Our redheaded friend.
We are safe.
And nothing about those gingers.
Hey, I don't care. No Kardashian influence. We could win some games.
Sure.
Holla at LeBron. Tristan Thompson still in the sunken place dealing with that family.
He got a baby on the way. Leave Tristan alone.
Okay. All right. It ain't no coincidence. The entire team changed. The only people left is him. JR, Ty Lue, LeBron, for the time being, because LeBron is on his way out the door.
He is not going to Philly.
He could.
He ain't going to
Philly.
He going to retire.
Indiana. Okay.
He going to retire. The Cavaliers.
He going to do that D-Wade one day retirement.
I have talked to my best friend.
Okay.
And I already discussed this with him.
They damn should not make it to the playoffs. And that's not me. That's MIT. You could ask President Obama. They did the analytics. They're not making it to the playoffs.
They're not making it to the playoffs.
Oh, the Cavs.
They are making it to the playoffs.
They are not.
They're number three. How they not going to make it?
The analytics, man. Hey,
you talking about the finals.
Excuse me. Hashtag analytics. MIT. Barack was still. He was there. It's in Boston. Hashtag analytics. Hashtag analytics, man.
They are like number
3. Hashtag analytics
back. In the East, so calm your nerves.
Hashtag analytics.
Ooh, the Raptors. They what? 3. The Raptors are number 1?
Yeah, oh. Toronto is not fucking around this year. Man. Toronto is not fucking around this year. All right, and if you were wondering, if you've been hearing loose talk around the league, ladies and gentlemen, I will announce on this podcast, as of right now, Kobe's back. And this time, Kobe's a woman.
The Mamba.
Yeah.
Black Mamba?
No, Kobe's back, and this time is a woman.
Bryant?
Yeah, Kobe's back as a woman.
Is one of his daughters?
Oh, excuse me. I need you to meet Miss M.S. Dot. Kobe King Howe. She's the female baller who has just turned 18, but named after Kobe and modeled her game after Kobe so well to the point now she's in college playing. She didn't went to the same school. She essentially stalked him, but less creepy stalking.
That's a little creepy.
But just she's from New Zealand. She's the daughter of like a over obsessed father. See, the father was all in the Kobe, right? King Howe, right? And she's named after Kobe Bryant, and now she's balling on a scholarship in Australia right now. But this Australian program, the scholarship, it's called the Australian Institute for Sports Center of Excellence. A long ass title.
Okay.
But this program pretty much partners with the U.S. and the NBA. So she played, you guessed it, this year for the Los Angeles Sparks. That also shares an arena with
female Lakers, I know.
And all she's been doing is modeling her. So she's still in college right now. But the Sparks was like, fuck it. Kobe, you want to play for us? You did so well during the scholarship, during the summer. During the, she went through the summer, right?
Okay.
And then she got the, what is called the Basketball Without Borders Global Camp.
Okay.
At the NBA All-Star Weekend. And they was like, fuck it, we can sign you right now. If you about that life.
Is she about that life?
No, but she said she want to continue her education.
That's always good. Thank you, Kobe girl.
And she said, I will be back, though. That's ominous if I've ever heard it.
Yeah.
Ominous like a motherfucker. So, Kobe's back. And this time, Kobe's a woman. All right. I'm holding y'all in suspense. Let's get to the movies. Yep, let's get to the movies. Now, before I jump into the Oscars and all the glitz and glamour, there's some other Oscar news that doesn't have anything to do with the movies and the picks. We're just going to fly through these. The reason I'm flying through these is because I'm really excited to talk to my nephew about this album. Just to be straight with it.
I
can't
keep taking my pen.
One thing I can do, I want to talk about Black Panther. Last podcast, we gave a review of Black Panther. And one of the things I did, I left out some things, and I think I was a bit insensitive, because as a comic book reader, as a black man, I know I've seen Black Panther 3 times. You've seen it twice?
The Black Panther?
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen it twice.
And
the child wanted to see
it. It was great. We all had a good time.
And I know the first time we seen it, we missed.
You missed. Don't say we.
The first missed. You missed.
You.
So I got to watch it in its entirety today, which I was excited
you
about.
You missed the first 5 minutes.
Well, we all
heard
it yesterday, but you get what I'm saying.
All right. However, we raved about this movie. Personally, as a Marvel fan and a black man, I gave it a split score average at 8 out of 10. Not bad. There are some nitpicky things that in the Marvel Universe. But one thing I forgot. I forgot to talk about the victims. Now, we all are talking about the memes online about white people getting beat up if they go see Black Panther. That
lies.
Is not true.
Those are lies. Perpetuated by ignorant
people. Excuse me. But there are a group of majority white people. That were hurt by Black Panther. And I...
Are you talking about that group I'm in?
Excuse me.
Oh, go ahead.
I would really like to finish my statement.
I'm sorry.
Just don't get ahead of me.
I'm sorry. Go.
Because if you listen, you'll learn something.
Here we go. Go ahead.
There's a group of Caucasian American individuals who have been harassed, who have been hurt mentally and emotionally since Black Panther has arrived. And I want to say, Black people, okay, not just Black people, just people who love Black Panther, I need you to stop picking on these people. Bullying is wrong. And
colonizers.
I'm dead serious. There's a small town called Wakanda, Illinois.
Spell it.
I'm dead serious.
Spell it.
Alright, now it's a
spell
little
it.
It's spell it is W-A-U. W-A-U. That U is so fucking important.
Wakanda.
Wakanda.
W-A-U.
C-O-N-D-A.
Oh.
That is so close.
Wakanda.
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 That O-U is so... But it is...
I bet you they pronounce that U.
But no, it is pronounced...
Wakanda.
Wakanda.
So when you say it fast, it's going to sound like Wakanda, but it's Wakanda.
Yes. It sits. Yeah. Black Panther.
Wakanda, Illinois. I wonder how many people is in it.
Right outside of... Was it Toledo?
Can we drive through there?
I have driven through there. That's
no, that's Ohio. Wakanda is Illinois.
Illinois. I'm dead serious.
You said Cleveland.
Like. No. Illinois. Like, excuse me, not Toledo. You would take the Toledo, like you're going there, right outside of Chicago.
I want to see where it is on the map.
Go look it up.
I am.
But I have personally driven through this. It's such a small town, I didn't even notice.
I mean, you're a comic book reader, so you already knew about Wakanda.
I knew about Wakanda, the African country. I didn't know...
Fictional African country, please. What? Black people. It's fictional.
Excuse me, it's real. I could take a flight there, go to Delta. But either way.
I doubt if any.
Here's my point.
What is that, Wakanda?
Wakanda, Illinois, since that movie has come out, they have received nothing but pranks and phone calls. The citizens of Wakanda, Illinois, a lot of people, Sprint and AT&T and Verizon set a record. This is the most people who had to change their number because the rest of the country
is calling them
fucking what?
So I wonder if we drive through with African Guard Montague. You know how they got the car in the middle of the field on what was it? What movie is that? Color Purple. You remember they had all the African clothes on? They was blowing in the wind.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if we get out. What kind of
I gotta be honest. I'm not trying that because they are fed up. Here's what's been happening. See, as private citizens,
it's a Wakisha. What's kind?
Hold on. But hear me out. As private citizens, you could change your number, right?
Uh-huh.
See, the government phone numbers can't change their numbers like that.
No.
So the mayor of Wakanda, Illinois, has to answer at least 4 phone calls of people challenging him to have fights at a waterfall because they don't like something from his legislation.
Uh-huh.
So public officials in Wakanda, Illinois are annoyed by this. So people,
it's 8 hours away from
if
us.
You could, if you listen to the sound of my voice, it's outside of Chicago.
No, it's like that's a couple hours away from Chicago. It's 8 hours away from us because it's like it's on the way to Wisconsin.
That doesn't make it right.
It's on the way to Wisconsin.
I have driven through there. I know I've driven through there.
I mean, okay. I'm just saying.
That doesn't make it right. I'm just saying it doesn't make it right. So Wakanda, there is. People are calling them. And
I'm here for it. I'm going to start calling Monday.
Oh, God damn.
Let me speak to King T'Challa.
You know, it's even more fucked up. I was about to play the clip. That's exactly what the fuck has been going on. I was about to press play.
Hey, yo. Let me talk to Okoye.
I'm dead serious. I was about to play the clip. I don't think I have to anymore.
Can I speak to Queen Ramonda? Well, okay, Princess Shuri. Let me holler at my girl.
Could you not do that? They are so pissed.
I'm going there. I'm walking to the municipal building doing a little.
I'm glad you said that because if you pull up that second clip.
I'm sorry, y'all can't see what I'm doing, podcast.
What kind
of they was doing a fight. And I'm walking to the municipal building like that. What's up? What y'all got?
You would not be the first one because
that is, I know niggas from Chicago.
That has been happening.
No, I know that niggas from Chicago who ain't nothing but like 3 hours away done drove to Illinois. Can I talk to my king? Can I talk to my king? That's what
if
I'm saying.
If this continues, they would be the first.
They gonna change their name.
No, well, A, yes, they were thinking about changing the name. And B,
if
they cannot change the name, what they're going to do is try to change the government numbers.
Good luck.
That is a real thing.
Like, we ain't gonna find them. I want to talk to T'Challa. I want to talk to my peoples. I'm here. I'm doing my...
And this is why this is happening right now. So, Wakanda, Illinois, man, my heart goes out to y'all, mainly because I almost did it.
I'm sorry. I love my people. I love black people. Look.
That doesn't mean fuck with other people. That doesn't mean...
We was going to find Wakanda. No matter if y'all tell us it was real or not, we still going to... We still trying to find Zamunda.
That you was so goddamn important in Wakanda.
Look. We gonna find there in Zamunda. We gonna go.
Alright, well, since we on movie news, let's talk about the movies. Starters, I don't know why this is happening. Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway is getting a do-over. They're getting a second chance.
Oh, Lord, here we
because
go.
Of the whole Best Picture thing from last year. Look, I'm calling it right now. You're gonna see some corny jokes. You're gonna see the, hey, here's your glasses. You know how they did Steve Harvey?
Mm-hmm.
When
yeah,
he messed up the name,
like
they
to,
yeah, they're gonna have to do that again. Look, it is a thing. They're gonna make jokes out of it just to get the heat off of them for messing up. But they're gonna do Best Picture again. So blah blah blah. That's the news on that one. Here's another thing in the news. Because you know, hashtag Me Too and Time's Up is a big thing, right?
Okay.
And I bullshit you not. This is tone deaf, but since someone signed off on it, I have to talk about it. This is news. You know how Oscars get the little gift bags?
Okay, the swag bags.
Swag bags. This year, the Oscars swag bag with like chocolates, trips to vacations, you know, like a lot of high end stuff. I think last time they got Versace glasses.
Versace.
This year, the swag bags will now include pepper spray.
Oh.
With hashtag, you guessed it, Time's Up, and another one, hashtag Me Too. And they say they're now putting pepper spray in the swag bags, and I quote, as a way to forget your bad memories amid the Me Too movement. Quote again, we want to be awareness... we want to be an awareness symbol to end violence against women and also provide resources for those unfortunate enough to have become a victim of violence. I feel as though I am unequipped to answer that. You're a woman. I totally believe it's tone deaf.
I mean, I would prefer...
But at the same time... Oscar parties are where a lot of this shit went down.
True. I mean, I don't want to be politically incorrect.
But that's what I'm saying. Is it tone deaf or is
you
it
know,
like
pepper spray?
Yeah.
I would prefer a gun.
No. We're ever having problems with guns.
I just would.
I don't know if you're paying attention to the news lately. There's a lot of problems with guns.
I mean, put it like this. Is it tone deaf to give pepper spray? Absolutely. But is it coming from a whole bunch of men trying to mansplain and put band-aids on stuff? Absolutely.
Okay.
You're
the woman here. If I say
I
anything, I'm getting tweets.
No, it's like I say, mansplaining. That's like, you know, man, like I tell you about what man, before that was a term, I was telling you, like, I don't want you to fix it all the time. I just want you to let me be. Let me stew my own juices, and I'll holler at you in a minute.
Okay.
You know?
I just said, okay, man.
It's just, it is tone deaf to a point, because some man thought of this and said, hey, let's give the lady some pepper spray to fight us off when we have too many scotches and cigars tonight. So, we're going to give him pepper spray.
Nothing's wrong with a scotch and a cigar. Says the guy who's currently drinking whiskey now.
So, I mean, it's
I'm taking my mic off. I'm taking my mic off.
I understand the gesture, however, too soon. Let's, you know, let's instead of giving swag bags, let's donate to some domestic women's shelters. Let's do stuff like that. Let's just scrap the swag bags and take all the money spent and donate on the swag bags and say, hey, in the honor of the celebrity, we're going to give the swag bag to, we're going to donate to whatever woman's shelter of their choosing. That's not tone deaf. That's thoughtful.
That's big words.
And that's being thoughtful enough of the current climate, political climate, whatever, social climate, all that bull crap that we're in right now. That, I think, would have went over better than giving me some darn pepper spray that I can buy at Walmart for $15 if I really want some pepper spray.
It's designer pepper spray from...
Is it... Who made it?
Gucci? I swear to Christ, if it's Gucci pepper spray...
I mean, you can give me a stun gun or something.
But you know
what's interesting? I want the police stun gun, the one that shoots you.
Just, ladies... social justice warriors, let's get those tweets ready, because I'm about to make a bad joke about this.
Go ahead, just do it.
If it's a Gucci pepper spray, you can literally look at your attacker and say, "Was Gucci, my nigga?" And there's the pepper spray. All right, you can go to Sam Show 11 on the tweets. All right, bye.
And if you just want to buy your
social
own pepper spray,
justice warriors. No,
since you want to plug, just go. If you want to buy your own pepper spray. Go to www.samshownation.com.
Click the Amazon
link. Click the Amazon or Walmart link, and you can have your very own pepper spray and the taser.
It may not be Gucci.
You know,
you got to give out that disclaimer. It may not be Gucci.
Not at all.
All right. Speaking of the Oscars. Now, I've been shadow boxing with the Oscars. You will see tweets. You know, Joan Stevenson, who needs to come back on this podcast. We go hard. On TV and the Oscars. Lately, new old friends, Stephanie Williams of the Mocha Minutes podcast. We go hard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of all the people I go hard with the Oscars. I was contacted by them last week because I gave my Oscar party survival guide. And a lot of times...
How not to be sexually assaulted? Was that in there?
No, that was not in there. No, it was just... Like, look, it's a lot of my fellas out there who probably don't know, or they probably being dragged to these parties, mm-hmm. and don't... They just don't know. Or people... It's not just fellas. It's people who go into these parties but don't know the nominees, don't know whatever. I just said just a couple of phrases to say just to get people off you, to make it look like you know what you're talking about. So I was contacted this week on social media, and it was like, do you really believe that? Or do you really this, that, and the third? I was like, a lot of it, yeah, because mainly Lady Bird, because fuck that movie. that movie, a lot of that was my true feeling. So here's what we're going to do. On speed round this thing, we are looking at everything walking, and I will give my pick of... what's winning versus what's not winning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You have that thing right in front of you.
All right. I got my highlight.
No one asked you because you didn't cause a social media scare you gave. All right. But please read off the category. I will give you
best picture. Or should I start there?
All right. Here's what I want to win.
Are we doing the whole list?
Let's do it. I can speed round this thing.
Okay.
Because this is a lot of this is a repeat from last week. And if you haven't listened to last week.
I'm going to stick to the first page. We'll just do that.
All right.
Best picture they have on here. Call Me By Your Name.
No, wait. You ain't got to read the nominees. Okay. That's why I say I can speed round.
Okay.
Best picture. My heart says Get Out. Okay. I want Get Out to win.
Your skin and heart says Get Out.
But my brain totally see Shape of Water winning Best Picture.
We agree on that.
Mainly because it was visually stunning and not offensive.
No. Unless you're offended.
What I mean by like Dunkirk looks great, but there's different stuff. We've seen it before. Now, my take, and I mean this, Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri should win everything not nailed down. But the fact is, it wasn't visually stunning.
No, it wasn't.
It was a regular-ass, deep-ass movie, and it didn't really, capture. So, my heart says Get Out, mm-hmm. but I know If I had to pick, probably Shape of Water. Next one.
Am I giving my ass too, or?
Yes. All right.
No, we agree.
Can you do it in 20 seconds or less?
No, Get Out. Like you say, my skin and heart says Get Out. I mean, I want just Get Out to win everything. But, you know, realistically, the movie I enjoyed the most on this list is Shape of Water.
All right. So, what's the next one?
Lead actor.
Lead actor, give to Gary Oldman, Darkest Hour. And I love Denzel, but Denzel was just acting his ass off in a shitty movie.
Daniel Kaluuya's mine, so.
I'm sorry. Here's the deal about Get Out. That was more of an ensemble piece.
Rose, the keys. Rose.
But that's my shit. I don't think he was acting. That's what I'm getting at. I think that was some real shit. I let that Get Out like a fucking documentary. I don't think he was acting. So.
You make a point there, Samuel.
Alright, next one.
We have lead actress.
Frances McDormand, Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. Next question.
Sally Hawkins.
You in the Shape of Water shit. Alright. Next one.
Supporting actor.
Sam Rockwell, Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. Next question. Hard or. For whatever reason, Sam Rockwell doesn't win it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Woody Harrelson, Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
I can't judge Three Billboards because I think when you turned it on, I was on my way out.
I can't help that, man.
Supporting actress.
I like Octavia, but here's the problem with Octavia. She ain't do no shit we ain't seen before.
Yeah, she kind of has been the same role in every movie.
I like Laurie Metcalf. She was just in that shitty-ass Lady Bird movie. That was some CW, you could catch that on a Wednesday night bullshit. Laurie Metcalf acted her ass off.
I'm the only thing I could judge it, and it's unfair.
Mary Jane from Mudbound. I'm sorry. When you put on those glasses, it threw me out of that movie.
You better leave her Morpheus glasses alone.
If I had to pick a supporting actress...
You just got beef with Mary J, period.
No, I love Mary J. Mm-hmm. I need Mary J to lose so I get a great-ass album about this. I just need bad things to happen to Mary. Mary just works better when bad shit is happening with her. I need 3 albums and she can take a vacation and just love life for the rest of her life. Positive Mary don't kick out good music. I said it. But as far as supporting actress goes, Allison Janney, I Tanya. When she played her mama, I was like, okay. That was Joe Jackson. She was Ike Turner, Joe Jackson, wrapped up in one. That girl could skate because of her. All right, go ahead.
Director.
I give the Shape of Water. Anytime you can convince somebody to fuck a sea creature, you won.
Yeah, they are.
All right.
I go Jordan Peele on that one.
No, and I love Jordan Peele and Get Out.
I'm rooting for everybody black.
Okay, all right. This is why I made the guide, because people catch on to that shit. Next question.
Animated feature.
Coco. It was a better movie than Boss Baby. I said it.
Fine. That's how you feel. Animated short.
Didn't watch it. Next question.
Adapted screenplay.
Disaster Artist. Because that was some real shit. Like, this is the time. And I'm going to get... I'm a Marvel fan. I'm going against Logan. You
know, why is Army Hammer not on here? Never mind.
Adapted screenplay.
Army Hammer need to be on.
No. He wasn't acting. That man is gay after that movie. That is a gay man.
He has a whole wife and, like, 2 kids.
I bet she got these questions after seeing that shitty-ass movie. She got questions, too.
I like Call Me By Your Name. It was good and sad.
No. It wasn't sad.
Original screenplay.
Get Out. Get Out should win original screenplay.
Not The Big Sick.
And I fucks with Emily and Kumail. But it's the story of their life.
Yeah.
So what I mean by like original screenplay, yeah, that's cool. It is an original story. But it's a story we heard. And if Get Out does not win this, you know what I want to win? Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
Oh my God, you in that movie?
It's such a good movie.
All right, cinematography.
Dunkirk. It was so much shit going around. I didn't see Dunkirk. You get that? Yeah.
Best documentary feature.
I didn't see all of them.
Okay.
You know what? Fuck it. Strong Island. Strong Island was the shit.
Okay. Best documentary short subject.
Didn't watch it either.
best live action short film. Nope, you ain't got one for that either.
Nope.
Best foreign language film.
Skip it.
Film editing. Shape of Water.
I'm pretty sure you know what I'm about to say, but just in case you missed it.
Three billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri. Sound editing. Go ahead and say Star Wars.
No, Blade Runner. Blade Runner was all right. Blade Runner or Dunkirk, because all the explosions and shit that was going on.
Sound mixing.
Once again, Blade Runner.
Production design.
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast, yes.
Beauty and the Beast, because you got to make a fucking animated house.
Or the Shape of Water.
Nope, animated house.
Original score.
Okay. I don't think you heard me.
Three billboards
outside of Ebbing, Missouri. But for some reason.
Hans Zimmer going to get it.
Bullshit. If that doesn't get it, John Williams with Star Wars. Because John Williams be coming with the,
original song.
That one I will get a Mary J. Because the song, that was the only good part of the movie, the song she made for Mudbound. However, or that's what my heart says. My head is going to say Greatest
Showman. Makeup and hair. I know what you're going to say. Wonder.
If you could watch that fucking movie.
I haven't seen it yet.
If you could watch Wonder and not be captivated.
Costume design. Black Panther.
It's not nominated.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Costume design, fuck it.
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. Or maybe Shape of Water. The reason. Now, the favorite is Phantom Thread.
They didn't have
that
many clothes.
Hold on. But the
The
favorite for that is Phantom Thread, but it's a movie about the fashion industry. So, get the fuck out of here.
You should. Visual effects.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Marvel represent, motherfucker.
All right. That's it.
Okay, those are my picks. And we did it in record time. My phone ringing. I'm going to shut your mic off. Talk to 30 Luciano. That's my boy. Here it is. All right, man. We got a special guest, returning favorite to the podcast, my nephew, but he's a grown-ass man at this point. I can't even just sit here. My man, 30 Luciano, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Please.
Man, the album, the mixtape dropped. As of this recording, dropped yesterday, I can't even turn on my social media without hearing such a good job. I'm listening to it. I can't pick a favorite song. We talked a little bit before we turned on these mics. I don't have a favorite song. The whole thing is my favorite thing. I guess I'm partial to Batman. I'm partial to winning. I like For Real. Do you have any Hey, before we even jump into the songs and everything, please give everybody your social media where they can hit you up and they can call you and listen to the album, give their own opinions. Go ahead.
Okay, social media, my Facebook, as well as, you know what I'm saying, basically all my social media is the same thing, 30 Kicking Flavor, 30KICKINFLAVA. You know what I'm saying, y'all hit me up, man, and let me know. The tape is called Dumb Is Good. It's going to be on every platform, that fifth, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Shazam, you know what I'm saying? That's just a short list, but it's going to be everywhere, man. Going crazy.
Speaking of going crazy, man, the name said all. You said 30 Kicking Flavors. Shit, you kicked out 12 tracks. Nothing but that goodness. Nothing but flavor.
Exactly.
Man, it was great. Last time you was on this podcast, I don't know how good your memory is, but you said, I got something for y'all. I'm working on it right now. I don't know if you remember that. I remembered it because in preference to us talking right now, I like going back to the archives, listen to the past podcasts, see like the evolution, if you will, and there's been a change. There's that same little, like, I don't want people getting at me saying it's nepotism, but I want you to listen to the album yourself and listen to that heat. Man, tell me a little bit about the process it makes to go into 12 tracks of that goodness.
It really ain't that hard. I don't write. You know what I'm saying? It's just a natural feeling. I don't like to write. I feel like it's what I'm saying, you're rushing it and you're forcing it. So I just really go off of feeling. But from the last time I was on your on the podcast till now, I've been working on this same project.
And one can tell, man.
I did thousands of songs. I done did thousands of songs to sum it down to these 12.
You can tell, man. Your heart and soul is all through this project. Couple of these songs, you know, you turned on that auto-tune to start singing, man. What happened there? I don't know you as a singer. I know you as a rapper.
Really? You know, I started hanging around a lot of big artists, and, you know, they would hear my music, and they were just like, you know, you don't want to be one-dimensional. But I just got in there and just went with the flow, you know what I'm saying? Got me a couple of drinks in, had a female or two in there, and just, you know, you know, I needed my inspiration, you know what I'm saying?
So all it takes is a bottle of Hennessy and some females. Yeah. And you inspired.
Exactly.
It's like a muse. That's all it takes. Hey, after listening to this, one thing I am critical on, and I say I'm critical because you call me picky, you can call me whatever. I am not the biggest fan of mumble rap. I'm a sucker for lyrics, lyricists, and this coming off, you say you don't write, that almost seemed like this is 12 freestyles back to, you know, back and forth. So is it written, or is it just kind of, So just lyrics. I mean, my deal about like mumble rap is I don't get that mumble rap vibe from this. I personally consider that cheating. If you want to be real.
Yeah, because they just going off of sound. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can make a sound, man.
But
you know what I'm
I see a lot of special guests, different producers. I see Timmy all through this, a couple tracks, you know. Shut.
But piped up, man.
Man.
But piped up for real.
Talk about it, man. How y'all link up?
Timmy, he ended up, you know what I'm saying? I linked up with him through one of his homeboys that heard my music, and he had sent me some of Timmy the Hitman beats. That's the ones, you know, them that's on the tape. I just killed everyone. But Timmy the Hitman, he just produced half of Lil Boosie Dupac album. He did Money Man, 24 Hours mixtape. He did Pee Wee Longway, Johnny Cinco, like anybody right now, he been producing for. So for me to even have the same producers, the big artists, and then me to go even harder than them, you know what I'm saying? It was just one-on-one, hand in hand.
Okay, that's good, man, that's good. Sometimes making those relationships, sometimes making, you know, when somebody can, like, I only assume you listen to his stuff, he listen to yours, and y'all can vibe off each other, y'all still get that same feeling. And, I hate to be partial, gun to head, he's on a lot of the stuff I like. See, I like Do It. I like Batman. Like I'm saying, it's like it changes depending on how I listen to it. But like, we talked about For Real a little bit earlier. You had Cinematic on there. Please talk about them. Those your partners.
Cinematic. I met him through the cameraman. Cinematic is out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Them and Jawi, they both partners, they homeboys. And I had shot a video with one of the biggest cameramen in Chattanooga, Zan Man Visuals. And once he put it up on his page, like everybody that make music and all the producers and other video peoples from Chat had hit me up. So I just started collabing with everybody. It's just me and him had the best chemistry out of everybody.
Okay. I wish you nothing but much success. We at, like I said, it hasn't even been 24 hours since this thing been up. And the views, or I guess listens, are going crazy. You got a lot of help out here. You got a lot of supporters. A lot of people rocking with you. Myself included. I wanted to give you just a little bit of time. I know we finna get out on this podcast. You done been on it. You know how we wild out. You know how we fooling. But I want to say this. We got the message on this podcast. We always say we're fans then friends first, but it's weird because you're family. So it's family, fans, friends, whatever F word you want to throw in there.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, I say this very, excuse me, if I get on my Monique for a second, I say this very humbly, my loves. You need to jump on this mixtape. Like, I humbly say that my nephew could possibly be the most decorated hip hop artist that the world has seen before, my loves. And I need you to support me in the supporting him on this whole venture, the Damaged Goods mixtape. One more again, if you don't mind, my nephew, Dirty Luciano, tell him where they can find the tape, you, your social media, all of that.
Well, social media for all, everywhere, you know what I'm saying, the Facebook, the Instagram, it's all the same. 30 Kicker Flavor, 30KICKINFLAVA. And the music is going to be everywhere. By the time y'all hear this, man, it's going to be everywhere. iTunes, Spotify, Shazam, Pandora, everywhere, man. Go get that. 30 Luciano, Damaged Goods, you dig?
I hear you, man. Like I said, I wish you nothing but much success and keep making them bangers, sir.
Got to.
Keep doing that, because I know, I mean, you only gave us 12 this time, but I know you got a whole lot of more.
Well, I got Damaged Goods 2 and 3 already ready.
Jesus, I can't wait, man. I'm saying it now. I'm waiting with bated breath at this point. Like, like now that you said it, man. Please, to quote the late great Aaliyah, don't leave us without a dope beat to step to, sir. Don't give us no 2 year wait for 2, 3, 4, 5. Just, man, do that Beyonce boy. Do it in the middle of the night. I wake up to some bangers.
See, I ain't even tell nobody I was going to even put it out. I just was just in the car and I was like, man, forget it, man. I'm just going to let these four hit. So, yeah, Mo, I'm going to let this go out for probably like 2 or 3 more months. Then Damaged Goods 2 comes. And then Damaged Goods 3 comes. I'm just going to beat down the door till we get in. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what you got to do. Trust me, I know. But what I want you to do, that same energy, that same fire that you put in Damaged Goods 1, I need you to come with that with 2, 3, 4. I want people to know your name out here, man.
Exactly.
Like I said, 30 Luciano, thank you so much. For anything, just give us a few minutes. We're going to play a song, then we'll drop into this craziness. Thanks again for giving us your time.
I appreciate you,
huh?
For real.
Alright, man, I'll holler at you.
Alright.
No matter what you going through, my nigga. Motherfucker gonna try to shoot you. It's one goal and one goal on. We trying to win.
Nobody ever gave me shit. Had to go and get it. When you get a little money, they start acting different. Got tired of taking losses, only go to winning. My family gotta eat. Win it. No matter what you're going through, you gotta win it. No mama get your paper, fuck them all you bitches. Same bitches that I'm loving, now you're chasing niggas. Same niggas that I'm trusting, heard they out to get me. They told me that they proud of me, I showed them different. I ain't seen them in a while, I know I look as best. Told that nigga no, and now he acting fishy. Find out she a hoe, she tryna fuck for spin. Hold up, slow up. Fake love made me throw up. Cinematic roll of dope up and let's pull up. I'ma drink out of 4 cups. Jumped off the porch early, young nigga grow up. Mama told me go get it, only drain the chase after me. They told me I couldn't, I showed them I did it. Don't involve your feelings, the only goal is to get it, yeah. Nobody ever gave me shit, had to go and get it. When you get a little money, they start acting different. Got tired of taking losses, only go to winning. My family gotta eat, no more kidding, bitch. Win. No matter what you're going through, you gotta win it. No mama get your paper, fuck them lying bitches. Set me up to fail, I'ma make it out the mud. Ain't nobody but my family ever show me love. I don't want no handout, you can't treat me like a scrub.
Christ, I see him. Old friends, I don't need them. Started out with nothing, but I turned it to a whole lot. I will never stop until I can go by the whole. I can't tell them what I know about. Play it dumb, you tongue will come. You survive, made it off chrome. Yeah, yeah. Flex some money, come and give me some. Made it out the slum, out the slum. I know it's my time to shine. Nobody ever gave me shit, had to go and get it. When you get a little money, they start acting different. Got tired of taking losses, only go to win it. My family gotta eat, no more penny pension. Win it, win it, win it, win it, win it, win it, win it. No matter what you're going through, you gotta win it. Win it, 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 win it. Your mama get your paper, fuck them money, bitch.
And that was Win It by 30 Luciano. The album is called Damaged Goods. You can get it on SoundCloud. You get on that Spiff. You can, you know what? Google 30 Luciano Damaged Goods. It was great talking to him. It was even greater talking after your mic was turned off. The sentiment was there. But I really wanted to get to the crust, the core of my man in his deep creative state. Please hit him up on social media. Put in the hashtag Damaged Goods. Let him know you rock with him. I'm rocking with him. And
hey, nephew.
Man, I'm so proud of this cat. I'm so proud of this guy because he said it on the podcast. He said, I'm working on something. That was a while ago since he was there. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm working on something. And he felt like you could, whatever that gleam in his eyes, whatever that aura, you could feel it in him. It was burnt, and then he came out with 12 bangers. And then, if you listen to the interview, you said he got about a couple more. He got Damaged Goods 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Volume 2 and 3, huh?
Now go ahead. Do your thing, young man. Do your thing, young man. So, I'm very proud of him, but we gotta right the ship. I love his project, but we gotta keep our project going.
Yeah, we do.
And I think it's time for this week's Sit Your Ass Down.
Sit your ass down.
You just sit your ass down.
Sit your ass down. Sit your $5 ass down before I make $10.
And sit your ass down.
Yes! This week's Sit Your Ass Down. Like, look, I gotta be honest with you. When we do the Sit Your Ass Down, I talk about it. This is not to defame, diminish, embarrass anyone. This is, hey, some people get lost in their own sauce. Mm-hmm. Some people try to do some stuff they ain't never did before. To some degree, this is sometime they got way out of their depth. And this is when I have to tap somebody on the shoulder. Say, excuse me, sir. Excuse me, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Getting too hot right now. You're doing too much. You need to sit your ass down.
All
right. This week, weekend, in March 3rd, 2018, AD, year of our Lord. We only got two sit your ass downs. Apparently everybody was on their P's and Q's except two people. And these two people have avoided sit your ass down. One person, by happenstance, avoided sit your ass down. The other person, which is such a good dude, I never in my million years I thought I would have to give him a sit your ass down. Huh. Let's start with that guy first. This guy... This let me know it hurt my heart because I read this story 3 times. And it's not personal, and I wish I could take it back. But the first and probably only sit your ass down. Take a shot for this one.
You take a shot?
Goes to my man, Steph Curry.
Yay!
Nah, I have bashed LeBron on.
Oh, you bashed LeBron.
So many times. Do you even know why I'm giving Steph to sit your ass down?
Nope, I don't care. As long as he get it.
All right. My man, Steph.
I'm sure it's for a sucker reason, but I'm listening.
Steph, NBA champion, NBA MVP, just a downright good dude. If Steph Curry needs a babysitter in the Detroit metropolitan area, he got great family, great kids.
Don't bring your kids over here, homie.
All of this, man. Just, however, my man Steph, a couple of days ago, he's getting ready to go play some golf.
Mm-hmm.
Steph is not the greatest golfer in the world. And
oh, we know that.
Steph,
he be on that sucker
shattered.
Stuff.
Stop. Just stop. Because LeBron, you live in your LeBron fantasy, students.
What's LeBron fantasy?
Because I have given LeBron sit your ass down a few times. But Steph, let's get back to Steph. LeBron is not the greatest golfer. So, excuse me, Steph is not the greatest golfer. It hurts so bad. It just feels weird. Mm. So he was trying to take a couple practice swings in the hotel room to get acclimated to the clubs. And my YouTube people can see it. Please go to YouTube. You can see it. And Steph got a little wild. And Steph shattered the hotel table.
That's
practicing his golf swing.
That's what he
and Golden State Warrior, Steph Curry, had to pay for the entire room, more than the normal hotel check-in.
He got it.
And
he can afford it.
He was clowned on social media. One of the people who clowned him was Aisha Curry.
You know why I'm glad he got clowned?
He clowned himself.
Because had he not said something, nobody would have known.
The irony. He thought it was wise to practice in his room. The irony of this whole thing, he was practicing the swing, so he didn't look like an idiot. It was irony, if I ever saw. So, Steph,
I look like a bigger idiot.
My man Steph, take your L. Steph, you are not ready for the PGA Tour. Golf is a little bit harder.
You better stick
to
putt-putt, my nigga.
It hurts me to say this.
Stick to putt-putt.
It really hurts.
Stick to putt-putt. Tell him.
But I gotta say it hurts.
Stick to putt-putt.
This lets me know it's not biased.
Tell him. Stick to putt-putt. Say the word. Stick to putt-putt.
Steph Curry. For me.
Me.
You. The PGA Tour.
The hotel staff.
Steph, man, sit your ass down.
Nigga.
God, that hurt. It really hurt.
That felt good. I like that. I feel clean.
And like, stuff of bad. And I know. And then, let's just talk about another person who has avoided a sit your ass down due to happenstance. J.R. Smith from the Cleveland Cavaliers. Always in the finals is the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors. But this week's second sit your ass down going to J.R. Smith. Look, we let J.R. Smith slide, showing up chest naked, not wearing a shirt after they won the championship. 40 degrees in Cleveland, chest naked, didn't care. He just now found a shirt. We let J.R. Smith slide with the weed allegations on sit your ass down.
We know he smoke weed.
We let J.R. Smith slide, but
that's obvious.
Let me just read the story of why J.R. Smith is getting the coveted sit your ass down.
I was coveted.
J.R. Smith. It hurts to read it.
Can I read it?
Oh, no, I got this. J.R. Smith was suspended.
How long?
For one game. Hear me out. For throwing a bowl of soup at the coach. Of the Cleveland, the coach and the assistant coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Tyronn Lue called his actions insubordination, but it sounds like a big understatement from the Cleveland Cavaliers head coach. Previous reports indicated that J.R. Smith was upset when he learned that Rodney Hood would be taking his starting position in the lineup. It was reported that J.R. Smith earned his suspension. This is real news. This let me know that to sit your ass down. Can be lighthearted, but shit.
Yep.
J.R. Smith earned his suspension by throwing a bowl of soup at assistant coach Damon Jones during an argument last week. J.R. Smith is expected to return to practice. Well, it's Friday, but, you know, as we read this, it assumed his role as the Cleveland starting shooting guard against the Denver Nuggets on Saturday night. Which he did. I mean, I could say it because we're recording this, and I can clearly see him. JR, look, I gotta be honest with you, JR. I don't fuck with Ty Lue at all. Ty Lue is not a coach. Ty Lue is a dude LeBron appointed.
Stop.
Because of Steve Blatt. However, that man is your coach. You gotta respect that man. And that goes to Damon Jones. Damon Jones saw you slacking and you pimping a little bit. So, Rodney Hood is the hot hand. I understand emotions run high. But that don't mean you gotta throw a bucket of soup. You don't gotta throw a bowl of soup at him, dog. Like, look, there's not a lot of things I want in life. But if I could be a fly on the wall during that argument, Rodney Hood start for me. Here goes some jambalaya, motherfucker.
Like, when you first told me this, my question was, what kind of soup was it? Because if anybody knows me, I love me a good bowl of lobster.
Woo-hoo!
And it was a good hot bowl of lobster bisque. I ain't throwing that on nobody.
Damon Jones, you gonna put Rodney Hood in front of me? You gonna put Rodney Hood? For real? For real? Take some of this cheddar broccoli, motherfucker!
What is wrong with you?
Like a whipping chicken noodle. Oh, God. Oh, I want to know what soup he throws so bad. I'm willing to bet. I don't. Alright. Gun to head right now. You gotta pick. What soup do you think he threw at him?
I'm
it's all bad, but is it what
I'm
soup?
I'm going to say, what city were they in? Were they in Cleveland?
They didn't say.
Okay, so that takes away clam chowder.
But the whole.
I'm assuming, like, if it's me, I'm not going to throw my good soup on nobody. So
maybe it was tomato. During an argument. It was during an argument. He didn't want
that. I love Sam. Now, if you go to Zoop, if I ask you to go to Zoop and give me some soup, what are you going to give
lobster
me?
Bisque.
So if it's my good bowl of lobster bisque, I'm not throwing it on nobody. I don't care how mad. You'll catch a biscuit or something. To the
fact that we have to talk about this.
And I'm trying to figure out, was it in a cup? Was it a bowl?
They said a bowl. He whipped a bowl. No, it was a straight up bowl.
Was it like one of them bowls that you know the bowls they have at Walmart? Like, for real. Like, that's $4 for $1. We have some in our cabinet. You know the bowls that you bought before you when you was living by yourself?
I
had to come and bring my good dishes for you.
That's not the question I asked.
I need to know the trajectory.
It was an argument.
I need to know.
Okay, all right. Let me ask.
Did he have a wrong?
I gotta ask. This is sit your ass down worthy, right?
It is.
Yeah, all right.
Also stand your A up worthy.
What? Stand up. He got his job back. He did get his starting job back. I mean, like, so. Gun to head. What's the soup you think he threw at?
I want to say like a good tomato soup.
I think
like JR look, he looked basic, so it's probably the chicken noodle or might have been ramen noodles. So it was because you know they call ramen noodles soup.
Too. Yeah.
So it might have been ramen, but
you know what?
JR Smith a little hood, so it might have been ramen, and I stick to ramen
because JR.
And I ain't talking about when you go to the fuck.
No one can hear you. You just did. You just move your mic.
I was trying to take a drink of water. Hold on. I ain't talking about when you go get a bowl of ramen and you go to the pho place and get the noodles. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about
regular ass. Yeah.
Pack pack of shrimp noodles or the cup of noodles.
Top Ramen. You know what? No. Top my ramen. Man got a couple of dollars. I think he can afford Top Ramen.
It's the Manchurian. And then it's Top Ramen. It's Manchurian top ramen. Tastes better. It's more salt. And then I got another beef at Walmart on that because they stopped selling my low sodium noodles.
I'm going the other way. So,
but yes, I'm assuming it was ramen noodles because J.R. Smith is a little hood. A lot.
Here we go. You can always IG.
Tweet us.
Or tweet the podcast.
Hit me on Instagram with your answer.
Hashtag JR Soup and the answer. JR Soup.
I don't want to put my Instagram name out there yet.
Okay. Well, just talking with Sam at Instagram.
And no, you can go to my original Instagram. It's @iHeartTashaMack.
Or you can just go to.
Not my secondary.
Instagram. Just talking with Sam under the episode. Just put JR Soup. And the soup you think.
Hashtag JR Soup.
JR Soup. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I believe. Or,
we should do a Twitter poll.
We
can do a Twitter poll.
Twitter poll. I just don't know what soup.
What type of soup it was.
What type of soup.
You going to go chicken noodle, ramen noodles.
I'm going all
tomato.
The way.
No,
I just
want
to answer. Here's what I believe. I honest to God believe. I have no reason. Only because. Allegedly, he smokes weed. Allegedly. Allegedly.
You say allegedly I smoke weed.
Allegedly. Y'all ain't suing me. Fuck that. Allegedly.
But no, allegedly. Okay. Allegedly he smoke weed, but just look allegedly. At his lip. Look at his bottom lip.
Allegedly.
Look at his lip.
If I was a betting man, I think he threw steak and potato soup by Campbell's.
Nigga, no, he threw ramen noodles.
I just can't shape.
No, he threw ramen
noodles. Okay, hear me. Here it is. If it's not steak and potato.
Ramen.
Anything from the chunky, no. Campbell's chunky line.
I think he a progressive guy.
You know what? What if he threw a nice chili? A nice chili.
I mean.
That's just a nice chili. Why were they not specific with the soup? They were specific with everything.
Did you need them to be specific?
Yes. What I would love right now. This is still sit your ass down, by the way. What I would love if Campbell's signed up to a 3-year deal as a spokesperson. I would love that. If J.R. Smith got a Campbell's endorsement. Because... Mm-hmm. Todd Gurley got a Campbell's endorsement by offhand. J.J. Watt! Remember J.J. Watt offhandedly mentioned he eats Campbell's soup and him and his mama got in that commercial where it was just like, well, my son loves Campbell's Chunky Soup.
I'm trying to find a problem here.
So, if J.R. Smith... Oh, J.R., if you don't parlay this into a Campbell's progressive... Fuck it. Denty Moore
beef stew?
You think it was beef stew he threw at him?
Oh, God.
Oh, God. It should have been beef stew. You know what? I retract my first answer. I think it's beef stew. That makes way more sense.
Not really.
Here we go.
All right.
This is endless at this point, but J.R. Smith, look, man. You got to be calm under pressure, my dude. Look, I don't like Tyronn Lue. Like that, and I only assume Damon Jones on some sucker shit. I only assume that. However, those are your coaches. Don't be a dick, man. So for me, you, Chunky,
Campbell. Please stop.
Progressive.
I'm trying out the coffee.
Progresso. Not progressive. Progresso. Fuck it. Spartan brand soups.
Jesus.
Top Ramen.
Are you done? Is you finished or are you done? No, you're not.
Please sit your ass down.
J.R. Smith. I need you. I want the video.
Oh, you know,
somebody had them in Snapchat. I'm like, oh, look at this.
I'm almost certain it was beef stew.
It's a video.
It gotta be beef stew. It gotta be beef stew. So, that's the podcast this week. I want to thank.
Was the soup hot? That's another
they
question.
Didn't say.
Could have been. You really could have injured somebody.
Could have been gazpacho. Maybe it was like.
Gazpacho, the cold soup?
Yeah, the cold tomato soup.
That ain't nothing but salsa. That's salsa.
Wow.
Gazpacho is salsa.
You know what, Phil?
What?
I'm automatically on J.R. Smith's side.
I'm sure you are.
Because do you know
you
how
don't like Tyrone Lou.
Do you know how pissed off you gotta be to just throw soup at a motherfucker?
Nigga.
Do okay. you know somebody gotta say something to you fucking out of the way?
I mean, soup is such a comforting meal.
You know what bothers me? It's a comfort food.
It is.
It's a comfort food. Do you know? Oh my God. Do you
the
know?
The level of pissed off you gotta be to throw a whole bowl of soup. Okay, just end the podcast. I'm sorry. Please
do
keep
you,
going.
Oh, it's so hard. Like, I wanna know what soup. Please. JR, if you listening, I'm sorry I had to give you to sit your ass down. You knew you was wrong. You took your suspension like a man.
Yeah,
but on the same time, if you could just tweet me
what type of soup it was.
What soup it was that you threw at him. I gotta know. I gotta know, man. Because I don't think he on some basic shit. But I do think he was pissed off.
It was noodles. I'm telling
you. Here's what it was.
It was noodles. You think I'm playing? I'm telling
if
you.
If you were enjoying a meal and someone came with you with some bullshit so hard that you had to whip soup at them.
I whip my soup back and forth. Oh, go ahead.
All right. Let's hit this podcast.
Man, we can keep going. Go.
Jesus. I should have started with this. I really should have started with this.
But go ahead. End the podcast. Come on.
As always, you can hit us up at the epicenter of everything related to the Just Talk with Sam podcast at samshownation.com. I know I'm thinking about the soup too.
I'm thinking about it.
I can't.
Just go ahead.
Everything related to this podcast can be found right there at samshownation.com. You can always email the podcast. And if you have any suggestions, please email JR Soup in the message line. And that's all you got to put. You just can put chicken noodle.
Tweet.
At Just Talking with Sam. No G in talking. Just Talking with Sam. You can tweet me personally at SamShow11. The hashtag JR Soup is still there.
You know what? I'm come with a type of soup. I'm gonna call it JR soup. It's gonna be a whole bunch of stuff. And I'm gonna create a soup. I'm gonna call it JR soup.
Goddamn JR soup. But either way, you can hit up the podcast, Facebook, and Instagram. Just talk with
Marijuana
Sam. No
leaves.
G and talking. And I'm trying not to think about this goddamn soup. I want to thank my man 30 Luciano for calling in, just giving us a little bit of his time while he was in the studio doing his thing.
Thank you, Sean.
And actually, here's what we're going to do. We're going to end the podcast with Batman, mainly because, I don't know, comic book nerd, and I am very partial to that song. And you can always check out his music. You can Google him. You can put 30 Luciano, Damaged Goods.
He's on SoundCloud.
But now he's like everywhere.
But I'm saying SoundCloud users.
You may want to get back close to that mic.
No, for SoundCloud users.
Yeah.
I just
30 Luciano, man.
He's easy to find. I just did it just so
I want.
You know, don't struggle trying to find them. He's easy to find on SoundCloud, too.
So while I'm going to listen to Batman, while I really ponder the soup that J.R. Smith has thrown at the coaching staff of the Cleveland Cavaliers. And while we do that, I will see you guys next week. Peace out.
Peace out.